First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday, and we are so pleased this morning to be checking with Randy Welniak. Randy, of course, the Wizard of Ord, former University of Wyoming Cowboy himself, but now a little different line of occupation with UW. Mr. Welniak, Randy, thank you for coming on with us today.
You bet, Dal. Happy to be part of it and happy to be on your show.
Well, Randy, I guess one of the things I wanted to start off with was I'd like to kind of go over the status and where the University of Wyoming and NIL, which is name, image, likeness, and where the university stands on that, and then some of the methods that the university and those involved in that part are using to kind of increase that, because obviously that is that's kind of an arms race right now, if you will. Give us a rundown of where UW stands and where they are moving forward.
You bet. Yeah, no, it's our world of intercollegiate athletics has changed immensely over the last couple of years. Had we had the vision to kind of see where we're at, you know, I would never have guessed we would be at the point where we are today. But you know, it's part of the deal, and I think we've gotten to that point, past the point where not only do we need to accept where we're at with revenue sharing and NIL, but we have to embrace it, and it's going to be part of our world for the foreseeable future. So, going through that denial phase for that first year or so, I think a lot of us were skeptical if this was going to continue, and it has, and it's the world that we're living in right now, and we just need to move forward.
Randy, I guess on that topic, this is actually a good time to bring this up. You know, we just had the national championship with college football and the Indiana University, and that was brought up many, many times with Indiana University in terms of its alumni base and how they kind of embrace this new thing. And, you know, it's not like Wyoming is in the dark when it comes to having a strong alumni base. I mean, the Cowboy Joe Club and things like that is one of the best in the Intermountain region, if not the entire West. So kind of get us caught up on that and maybe making that transition. And what do you think are the next steps?
Yeah. You know, Indiana is a great example of a school that really had very, very little success, especially in football. And they were all in. They put all their chips in and said, hey, we want to be relevant. We want to be good. And it's going to take an investment. And I know it's hard for people that are very conservative, and we have a very conservative state, and we understand and appreciate that. But you have to have that vision and understand the importance of revenue and being able to compete at our level. And, you know, now that we're going into this new Mountain West this next year, what a perfect time for us to really invest in Wyoming athletics. I mean, I there's no reason why we can't be in the top third of our conference, you know, moving forward. But that's going to take a huge commitment. It's going to take a huge commitment from our fans, our donors, the state of Wyoming. And I know that's a political situation right now, but it really is. I mean, you know, I've heard a couple of ADs say, hey, if we are standing still and we don't move forward, we're going to be left in the dust. So, you know, how do we do that? Yeah, it is a challenge. There's no doubt about it. But what a perfect time to invest in our programs and do whatever we can to position ourselves to be in the top part of our new Mountain West Conference.
So, Randy, I guess along those lines, and maybe you're able to shoot a number or anything like that, but I guess one of the things that I think is impacting this from an alumni stand base and a fan standpoint is there's so much gray area. All we hear are numbers and rumors and things like that. Can you give us an idea of what type of contribution you would want? I mean, and obviously every contribution helps. I mean, we get that. But when it comes to NIL, if you could live in a perfect world, what would every Wyoming fan give in the name of NIL, like in a window? Like, is it between this much and this much? And then, like, where does Wyoming currently stand on that number in terms of teams moving forward?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting you ask that question because every school is so discreet with their numbers. Nobody truly knows how much, you know, they are either revenue sharing or doing an NIL, but specifically with NIL because it doesn't have to be reported. You know, it's hard to tell. I mean, we have an opportunity with the new house settlement to revenue share up to $22 million to our student athletes. Obviously, we are definitely not in that position to do that. But we have to participate at a level that hopefully we can be competitive. And whether that's, you know, $2 to $5 million, it's $10 million. You know, it's going to continue to change and it's going to move. But, you know, the thing that we're fortunate now, we went from having a collective, which we, really aren't using anymore, but, you know, to funnel funds through a collective, and then in turn, they would pay our student athletes. And, you know, with this house settlement, we're able to actually to compensate our student athletes through, you know, through our own revenue streams through athletics. It's a lot easier for us to do that. And it's a lot easier for a donor to make a contribution or a donation to the Cowboy Joe Club. And we can earmark those funds for, revenue sharing and help us, compensate some of our student athletes at hopefully a competitive level.
So Randy, a couple years ago, or maybe it was a year, I think it's been two, but there was the 307 initiative. It was kind of that idea.
Right.
I mean, and even if that's not, like you said, even if it's not the collective anymore, but the idea that you wanted everybody to contribute $307, and if just this many people did it, it would be this. Do you have any idea how successful or unsuccessful that was? And is that still kind of the idea you want? Whatever you're spending on UW, can you do this? Can you spend $307? Is that still a relevant number for you in terms in the university in terms of an NIL contribution?
Yeah, no, it was a good marketing campaign. I think that the what happened and what occurred, a lot of fans and donors were skeptical of a collective. And even though it was a nonprofit organization and affiliated with the University of Wyoming, there was just that lack of trust. And I kind of understand and get it. Our donors are much more comfortable, you know, donating through the University of Wyoming, either the foundation or through the Cowboy Joe Club, and making donations through there and trusting us to expend those funds how we feel are appropriate and to be able to get involved on the, you know, revenue sharing side of things and being able to compensate our student athletes. So, yeah, the 307 campaign was a great idea, marketing idea. Really didn't get off the ground as well as I think the collective wanted it to be. But we've, you know, from a Cowboy Joe Club standpoint, UW Athletics standpoint, we're, you know, talking to a lot of different donors and explaining to them what the world of athletics is and will continue to be and how they can help us. And it's not, you know, it's not just all about funding, you know, the revenue share or the NIL portion of it, but it's really, I mean, our cost of our scholarships, you know, the cost of nutrition and the training table. I mean, all of those things, as we all know, we've been to the grocery store in the last couple of years. Everything continues to escalate and move and go up. So we're asking our donors to do more, and they, you know, they've been great. We've been fortunate to increase our revenue every year the last several years, but you know, we need to keep moving forward.
So Randy, I guess if someone's listening to this throughout Southwest Wyoming and they're like, yeah, I'm in, whether it's $5 or $10 or $10,000, what is the best method right now if they're listening to this saying, go here or do this, and this is where your money is going to go and streamline right to where it's going to do the most good?
Yeah, you know, we've been, you know, Wyoming is such a unique place and such an awesome state, and you know, when people get behind something, we can be really, very, really successful. And we've had such great support with the Cowboy Joe Club. And you know, whether you're giving, you know, $5 or $50,000, we need everybody. We really truly do. And it's not, we are not looking down at these smaller donations at all, because those have an impact. And, you know, we have, gosh, I think over 1,000 members that are at our $100 level of the Cowboy Joe Club. And that's a significant amount of money. And we appreciate that. And we got to keep moving forward. So never discount, you know, the fact that this isn't enough to make a difference. Absolutely it is. Whatever anybody is able to contribute and help, it's going to help move our programs forward in the new Mountain West Conference.
Well, and certainly don't want to steer away from the concept that the university has done very well in terms of you touched on the nutrition and the facilities updates and things like that. I think Wyoming's actually in great shape in a lot of those ways, and we're out in front on some of those things, such as the training table and things like that. But Randy, yeah, anything we haven't touched on as far as this goes, or anything that you deal with on a daily, monthly, weekly basis that people would be interested in hearing?
Yeah, you know, I think it's hard to have patience. We live in this world of instant gratification, and we want it now, and we want to win now, and we understand, you know, that's the expectation. And people have to have a little bit of patience, but they have to invest too. And we need people to support the University of Wyoming and the University of Wyoming Athletic Department, and you know, position ourselves really well moving forward into the Mountain West Conference. So, yeah, just hang in there. I know it's been a kind of a tough year. You know, the last couple of years in football weren't what we had hoped, but I think we've got a new offense coordinator coming in from the Buffalo Bills, and just met him the other day, and we're super excited about his background, everything that he can bring to the table, and hopefully get our offense on the right track. And you know, winning solves a lot of aches and pains, no doubt about it. But again, you have to understand that it's an investment, and we have to invest in our program, and something that people or our fans around the state are going to be we're very, very proud of.
Been speaking with Randy Welniak here on Sports Friday. Randy is the Deputy AD for Revenue and External Relations for the University of Wyoming, and of course, the Wizard of Ord himself. Gotta throw that out there, Randy, but thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it so much.
You bet, Dal. Appreciate you reaching out. Go Pokes.